Christmas time, folks was feeling fine, had no ideas of future power lines, thoughts fixed on New Year's, well in all McKee. There appeared in print a minor public hint, please respond in 30 days by January 5, a local opposition to the project ain't alive, thank you, Merry Christmas. And the people plugged in their plastic trees and paid their bills to the power companies and didn't respond. Zeppo Bob, he said, wait a minute here now, I know what you did. You tried to sneak this by, I'm gonna pull off the lid, I'll let the public decide. And a nearby man, his color turned red, faced the North Power Lines, kinda hollered and said, well, you ain't gonna string no power lines across that river. Another line that crosses just north of here anyway. Well, if you think you're gonna string your power lines through the Elvis Moon Refuge on the Mississippi River, well, I'll meet you on the shore where the shotgun comes at day. Well, I'll meet you on the shore where the shotgun comes at day. Sign private land quite quickly. They talked to the locals expecting a final okay. But the locals didn't sign, had that view on their mind from Mount Hosmer. And young Tom said, why are you running a power line through the middle of a duck fly away? And as the talks went on in semi-secrecy, a woodpecker stood caught in a tree. It read, you ain't gonna string no power lines across that river. There's another line that crosses just north of here anyway. Well, if you think you're gonna string your power lines through the Owensburg Refuge on the Mississippi River, well, I'll meet you on the shore where the shotgun comes at day. Well, I'll meet you on the shore where the shotgun comes at day. Mr. B-Wheel came to town one day. Well, his spokes was loose, but he kept rolling anyway. He said, you got a crummy town, tear that ugly bridge down. Now there always comes a day when Mr. Power gets his way. He said, we'll keep your river pretty, paint your poles with green or gray. He was a company man, his brain was quite out of hand. But I'll tell you, Mr. Wheel, how the folks at Sweeney's feel, where they sip a cooling beer and look out at those green hills. Now they don't want your ugly poles. See that ugly wood. Some say there'll be a bus and chainsaws for the good. But you ain't gonna string no power lines across that river. There's another line that crosses just north of here anyway. Well, if you think you're gonna string your power lines through the Owensburg Refuge on the Mississippi River, well, I'll meet you on the shore where the shotgun comes at day. Well, I'll meet you on the shore where the shotgun comes at day. And the company line became the dollar sign. They said, we'll save you people money with our new power line. But the local city council checked their pockets and responded in dismay. You see, the view from the hill and the annual duck kill keep the hunter's money flowing right into the local till. They said, we gotta survive. And as the issue boiled down to balance sheets, 10,000 ducks descended in the streets, singing, you ain't gonna string no power lines across that river. There's another line that crosses just north of here anyway. Well, if you
you think you're gonna string your power lines through the Oldsmar Refuge on the Mississippi River while I meet you on the shore where the shotgun comes that day. Well, I'll meet you on the shore where the shotgun comes that day.
Being conducted concerning Caravan's Power Cooperative's proposed installation of 161 kilovolt aerial power transmission line across the Mississippi River. We will at this time ask the Caravan Power Cooperative to make their presentation.
First, it is unrealistic to assume that the refuse can or should remain undisturbed by the works of man.
But the earth is round. Now, that would not seem to be such a profound statement, but the point I wish to make is that all we do and fail to do is interrelated. It is a fact that some of the oxygen we breathe comes from minute plant life in faraway oceans and in our nearby bodies of water. What we do to the body of air, other people feel. What we do to the water, other people feel. And of course, birds and butterflies and the millions upon millions of more minute forms of life do not belong to anyone. They are their own excuse for being. God forbid my generation destroyed. It is illogical for business and professional groups to limit a public discussion to only the line route. Have a little vision, a little imagination. People are more than electrical energy consumers.
In recent years, computer load studies and projections of future electrical requirements have indicated increasingly a need for an additional transmission source into and out of southwestern Wisconsin.
Why build a power line at all? Now, I really get angry when I hear the power companies talk about conservation. They design rate structures which promote the expanded use of electricity. The more you use, the cheaper it gets. The more inefficient you are, the easier it is to get more and more power. And the small users, the efficient users, are penalized because they pay more per kilowatt hour than the large users.
If we can generate technology to travel in outer space, we can generate the technology to put a power line underground. Dairyland, Interstate, and Northern State power companies are regulated natural monopolies that have grown insensitive to their responsibilities to the consumers they serve.
I am located in Soldiers Grove, 25 miles downwind from the nuclear reactor at General Wisconsin. They went on my neighbor's land. They offered him $50 for 3 acres of deciduous forest. That $50 offer was eventually raised by the court to $900. I wish that the Wildlife Service would take note of that, and that all the farmers that Dairyland has taken the option then would take notice of that. If they want to get the fair market value of their land, their power co-op, which they own, will not give it to them unless they go to court.
They have ignored consumer demand, and that is why we have to be here tonight.
I have with me a petition, and I say to you, these people, all 2,229 of them, have made their position clear. That which we consider priceless will not be sacrificed to the dollar. Thank you.
In the same manner that wars are too important to lead to the generals, I think the placement of power lines is too important to lead to the power companies.
Colonel Hines?
One more.
No, I think we're going to have to cut it out.
The senator had one more question. He asked the question.
Okay, one more.
Can Dearden promise that there will never be another line considered to cross at Lansing if this one line goes in?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I would simply like to state that the Winterset Bottom area, which this power line would skirt and cross in part, was determined by the Fish and Wildlife Service to be of wilderness quality. The study has not been completed on this wilderness issue. There is legislation which has been introduced in Congress, and the issue is pending. They'd like 105 acres of refuge land up near Alma. They'd like another 200 plus acres at the Genoa site for fly ash disposal site. I'd like to know where it's going to stop.